great songs coming up for you, because our special guests have arrived, Bakerloo Junction.
Early in the morning, the sun begins to rise, reflected on her waters, the movement of the skies. Slowly she flows onward, disturbed I cannot see, through fields and rolling meadows, past local industry. My lichen, she flows softly from Sleaf Croob down to the sea, through Dromore and Dromara, then close to Achilly, from Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast's salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends.
Bakerloo Junction, my lagging softly flowing. Here, that was doing around a wee while ago.
Oh, Johnny, that's about 30 years ago. I sound like about 4-year-old there, so I do at least 4-year-old.
Oh, your voice has just got richer, you know, just more
pampers,
powerful.
Just out of pampers there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That did very well for you.
It did really good. That actually got to number one in 1978 for us. Fantastic, couldn't believe it. In actual fact, today you've got half a Bakerloo here. I'm the baker. The Lou's still in bed.
You tell me I'm so the Lou. What's going on here?
Bakerloo, we sort of came off the road about 2 years ago. We became a resident band for almost 10 years. And once you go resident, people sort of think that you're off the road.
Yeah.
But we had a lovely run of Friday evenings in the Ivanhoe Hotel. Fabulous. But that stopped about 2 years ago. And I have linked in with this other good looking fella sitting beside me, Conal McCartney.
I'll lend you my glasses. He described him as a good-looking fella.
He's better looking than he will.
No, listen, not going to get into this, because we discussed my looks on the radio yesterday, and one guy said, you look like you've taken a few punches in your time. I thought, that's as near as we're going to get to compliments. So, it's yourself and Conal then. Yeah?
Conal, one of my songs from Bakerloo is a song called Harlan Wolf, and Conal said to me just a few months ago, no, we got to do a CD about the Titanic. So I thought, that sounds good. Yeah. So, Conal, that's your department now.
When we talked about that, Johnny, I mean, it was quite interesting, because we actually didn't design this to be a commercial thing with regard to Titanic. I know that sounds amazing in the current climate, but...
Listen, there's people releasing Titanic...
Oh, my goodness me.
...dog bowls. You know what I mean? There's
Johnny, we knew when we went in and we saw Titanic crisps like we were in trouble. Mm-hmm. But when we looked at that, we actually tried to put together a wee bit of a more... realistic aspect of Belfast at that time. You know, the guys who must have worked in the shipyard at that time, very hard conditions. You know, there were, you know, 10, 12 people in two-bedroom terraced houses. It was, you know, tough times. And we tried to reflect that in some of the lyrics and some of the things.
As you said, the man who built the Titanic would have lived in what we would describe now as squalor.
Oh, absolutely.
And then going out and knocking their pans in. Mm-hmm. You know, and then returning to the squalor.
Correct.
You know, that kind of thing.
So a couple of songs that Noel and I put together were things about maybe Whiskey for the Boys, which were like, you know, they were hard-working guys, but hard-drinking guys, and there were hard times. So it's certainly, we feel it reflects that particular time period. And what it was really like living and working in Belfast.
I really enjoyed the Titanic programmes. I think most of them are fantastic.
Yeah.
Because personally, again, I didn't know too much about the Titanic. Did nothing in school, was never talked about.
My kids were asking me that as well, and I found it hard to believe. I mean, you know, even when I thought about it, primary school,
nothing.
You know, all through my whole education, mm-hmm. Titanic was never mentioned. Yeah. Now my kids learn about it and everything else. You know, they were able to tell me stuff in primary
mm-hmm.
school.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was ignored.
It was ignored, and that really disappoints me. That, and what else has disappointed me is the fact that I really thought with the Titanic, this whole thing about the Titanic, there was going to be loads of new music and songs coming from it. But there really has been no new folk
not,
songs.
Listen, like a lot of momentous occasions, it's been left to the folk artists to mm-hmm. document what happened, like mm-hmm. yourselves.
Well, even a couple of songs, Johnny. I mean, you know, they're quite long songs. They're more likely not songs really for radio programmes, but they're in the tradition of like a Belfast ballad. You know, they're story songs. They tell a story of what maybe happened at that time. And we thought that was quite important to do that. There's things on about the heroes of the Titanic. you know, some of the songs we have written are about what happened to people from Belfast on the ship at that time,
yeah,
and how they saved other people's lives, and you know, very much ballad type songs.
Yeah, but as you said,
I really thought we were going to be in big competition with numerous folk groups bringing out CDs about the Titanic. I think the only one we heard of was the fellas from Canada,
the Irish Rovers.
I think they brought one out, and there might have been a fella from Belfast brought one out about November. But I've heard of nothing.
There hasn't been an awful lot, you know. Mm-hmm. But thank. Well, let's face it. You have really got it right. You're from here. You've been playing for decades around Belfast, and you know, if anybody's got an affinity with the town where the Titanic was built, it's yourselves. So you're going to sing one for us now.
Yep, we're going to do a brand new song, and this song tells the story of the Titanic being built, and it's called The Air Tasting of Oil, Boys.
Down at Queen's Island, at Harland and Wolfe, a new luxury liner is soon to be built. On the 31st of March, 1909, the keel for Titanic was proudly laid down. And all around noises, men working, they toil. Freezing outside, but inside you boil. Hammers and rivets, cranes overhead. The air tasting of oil, boys. The air tasting of oil. 15,000 men, all with a fine trade, started to build the ship of great fame. Slowly she rises, standing so tall, 200 feet high, 900 feet long. And all around noises as the launch day arrives. Into the Lagan like a swan now she glides. The cheering of people, the waving of flags. The air filled with such pride, boys. The air filled with such pride. Now quickly she steams on the black waveless sea, this magnificent ship, a sight for to see. Then out of the darkness an iceberg it looms, too late was the cry, this ship she is doomed. And all around noises people cry out in fear, freezing to death and nobody hears. Stars overhead and the band still plays on. Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Now 100 years on, and the story's still told, how the sea had claimed 1,600 souls. On the 15th of April, 1912, the great ship Titanic sank deep down to hell. And all around silence, no noises are heard. On the deep ocean floor, she sits undisturbed. With the passing of time, she'll soon disappear. Just a plaque on the spot to show she was here. And all around silence, just ghosts of the past, of the great ship Titanic, built in Belfast. No hammers, no rivets, no cranes overhead. The air tasting of oil, boys, the air tasting of oil. The air tasting of oil, boys, the air tasting of oil.
That's terrific, boys. Listen, thanks very much. Powerful stuff. It really, really is. Is one of you from Ballanderry?
I'm from
right. Leslie's been in touch saying, "Oh, I know those." Yes, sir. From East Belfast says, "I love that." What are those guys called again? So, well, Bakerloo Junction. So yeah, is that where they can get
Noel McMaster and Colin?
I know
McCarty,
what's that. Yep. Right. So, right
from the tourist information centres, they all have the CD.
Premier Records, Belfast, Premier. Everywhere selling them.
Uh-huh. Premier, one of the last few record shops left.
Real record shop.
Real record shop.
Yep. Bert McCormick and Ballyclare.
That's right. So, is there a website then people can look
there
up?
Is.
Or
there is. The website is www.bakerloojunction.co.uk.
No problem.
/Titanic.
Thanks
for having us in today, John.
No problem.
John, it's been a real pleasure. Could I ask you one big favour? Could I just say hello to my daughter?
Of course.
Because
you
when I told her she was coming here today, she listens to you 105. So, Rachel, for you and all your friends up there in the Lagan Valley Hospital in Lisburn, Have a good afternoon. See you later, love. Bye.
Trying to steal my job.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Johnny.
Boys, thanks very much.